City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 22.
Principal Conrad, you wanted to see me?
Andrea, yes, come in. Have a seat. How's your day going?
Great, just like every day since I started here. Oh, Principal Conrad, you can't imagine how blessed I feel that God provided this job for me. After what I went through at that public school, it's such a blessing to come here every day and serve God without having to worry about getting in trouble for it.
Yes, Andrea, I understand the difficulties you had at your first job. That's why I'm a little nervous about bringing this up.
What is it, Principal Conrad?
Andrea, there's a new student starting school tomorrow. She'll be in your class.
Well, that's great, Principal Conrad.
Andrea, this child is a transgender boy. He identifies as a girl, and her parents have decided, on advice from a psychologist, to encourage his gender exploration. They call him by a girl's name, Samantha, and refer to Samantha as a her, and they dress Samantha in girl's clothing.
Is this a joke?
No, Andrea, I'm afraid it's not.
But this is a Christian school. Why are we allowing a student in here if they're going to openly disobey God?
It's the non-discrimination law, Andrea. If we didn't let him in, his parents threatened to sue us. We can't afford a lawsuit. We had to do it, Andrea, for the sake of all the students in the school. If we went out of business, where would they go?
How are we helping the other students by letting them think they can openly disobey God and nothing will happen? That's what we'd be doing with this poor boy. Principal Conrad, Becky, we can't do this. If one of the children were stealing or using profanity, we'd make him stop. We'd discipline him. How can we tell some of our students to stop sinning while we don't do anything to stop other students' sin?
I know, Andrea, it's a terrible situation, but I don't know what to do. If this child's parents sue us, we'd certainly lose. And even aside from a lawsuit, the city could close us down for violating the law. We have no choice, Andrea. We can't risk losing this school for the other children and for the teachers. You already know what it's like teaching in the public schools. What would happen to all these fine teachers?
We could trust God to take care of us, Becky. I can't do this again. I am not going to compromise with evil again. I already encouraged sin at my first job. I rationalized why it was okay to tell children that sin isn't sin. I'm not going to let God down again. Trust me, Becky, you'll feel much worse about letting God down than you will about anything the city or a bunch of lawyers can do to you. We can't let this happen.
It's already been decided by the board, Andrea. The churches that sponsor this school agree with the law. Without these churches subsidizing the tuition here, there's no way most of these kids could afford to attend. We need the support of the churches in order to be financially viable.
The churches support this? But how? How can they support deceiving this child into thinking that this is normal? That there aren't any consequences for sinning against God? How can they do this and call themselves Christians?
I'm sorry, Andrea. I don't know what else we can do.
Trust God, Becky. Trust God. And do the right thing. We can be the one group of people in this child's life that tell him the truth.
I'm sorry, Andrea. We just have to do this.
I can't do this. I've already done it once before, and I'm not going to do it again.
I was trying to find another class to put her in. Maybe I could try...
No, Principal Conrad. You don't understand. I can't be part of a school that calls itself Christian, but openly tolerates and encourages sin. I believe God punishes unrepentant sin. Knowing that If I went along with this and didn't warn that child and tell him to turn from what he was doing, that would be the most hateful and sadistic thing I could do. I will not be part of helping someone to go to hell. We're supposed to warn people of the danger they're in and tell them that Jesus can save them. That's what Christians do. How could I call myself a Christian and encourage this poor child in his sin? I quit, Principal Conrad. There is no way I'm going to let God down again.
Andrea!
Never, ever again.
Mark, you've got the hang of the vinyl cutter and the laminator quick. You're very mechanical.
Yeah, maybe I'm supposed to be working with my hands instead of sitting at a desk all day typing on a computer.
Well, you're doing great, and you've only been on the job 5 hours.
Praise God. Thanks again for hiring me, Madeline. God really used you to rescue me. I didn't think I was ever going to work again.
Praise God, you're helping me, too. It's going to be nice to have an extra set of hands around here. I think God's worked this out nicely for both of us.
Yeah, it's funny how he uses what seem like bad situations to move us in a different direction, to help us help each other.
It's a good lesson. No matter what happens, trust that God's always got our best in mind. Oh, a customer. Now, Mark, just watch how I take the order. After she leaves, I'll show you how to enter it into the computer. I'm sure that won't be too hard for you.
Yeah.
Hello, ma'am. What can I help you with?
I need a banner. A big banner. I'd say around 20 feet.
We can do that. Do you know what you want it to say?
Yes. It should say, "Join the LGBT Student Association today." That's pretty long. Maybe it'll need to be 25 feet. It's for my school's LGBT Heritage Celebration next week. Can you folks get it done by then?
We can. I just don't know. I'm sorry, I don't think we're going to be able to help you with this. But I know a sign shop just a few miles from here. I can get you their address. I'm sure they'll be able to help you.
I don't understand. Why can't you help me?
Well, ma'am, I'm a Christian. I'm the owner of this shop. I'm afraid this sort of thing goes against my beliefs. I wouldn't want people to think that I support homosexuality by participating in this event.
Participating? Honey, you don't have to be there. We just need the sign.
Yes, but I don't want people to think I'm okay with this sort of thing. They might think it doesn't bother me. It would be like if I did a sign for a KKK rally.
Are you comparing us to the KKK? I'm the school's principal. I suppose that would make me the Grand Dragon or something, huh?
No, I was just using that as an example. Please, I can get you the address of another sign shop. I'd be more than happy to make other signs for you, for some other event in the future maybe, just as long as it doesn't promote sin.
Sin? Are you calling gay people sinners? I am a proud lesbian. Are you calling me a sinner?
Oh, ma'am, we're all sinners, and we've all lived in unrepentant sin. I used to do that until just recently. God saved me a few months ago. Before that, I used to want to do all sorts of things God hates as well. I didn't see anything wrong with them either. But God opened my eyes. It's really wonderful. Here, I've actually wrote up this little thing. It's my testimony. I guess it's kind of like a little gospel tract. I keep them here on the counter in case anyone else wants to find out about Jesus and how he saves us.
Keep your hate literature to yourself. I can't believe we still have people like you in this city. I heard President Sherwood warn us about people like you, but I can't believe you'd actually show yourselves in public.
Ma'am, we'll be happy to make signs for you, just not ones that violate our religious beliefs. In the meantime, there's that other place close by that can help you with this order.
And why do you think I care about your religious beliefs? You're running a business. Your religious beliefs have nothing to do with anything.
Well, ma'am, this is my business. I don't leave who I am at home when I come to work. If I said I was a Christian and then did ungodly things when I was at work, I'd be a hypocrite. Isn't that usually what people criticize Christians for?
honey, there's a lot more than that to criticize Christians for. I'm going to report you to the Human Rights Commission. You can't do this. You go take your religious rights to your church, but as long as you're here doing business, you can't discriminate against us. Terrorist?
Wow.
I don't like how that went.
Yeah. But Madeline, you stood up for God. You even gave a little gospel message. That's great. Praise God for giving you the courage.
Yeah. I wonder if she's really going to turn us into the Human Rights Commission.
I don't know.
Well, no matter what happens, trust that God always has our best in mind. I guess this must be the homework for that lesson.
Don't worry, Susan. God's will is always good.
I know it is, Bill.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, sweetie. How was your first day at work?
Interesting. I saw the for sale sign in the front of the house.
Yeah, your mom and I were just talking about that.
But I have a job now. I know it's only part-time, but maybe I'll get more hours as business picks up. If it picks up.
I still don't think it'll be enough, Mark. I'm not sure we'd have enough if I still had my job.
It's okay, honey. We still have each other, our family. We'll be fine wherever God puts us next.
Wait, what do you mean, if business picks up?
There was an incident at work today. Someone came in and ordered a sign for some LGBT event at a school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But you should have seen Madeline. She stood up for God and told the lady that we couldn't make her sign. She even managed to tell her a little about Jesus and offered her one of her tracts.
I'll bet she was thrilled.
Yeah, not so much. She threatened to turn us into the Human Rights Commission. She called us terrorists.
Terrorists?
That's what we are now, Susan, in the eyes of a lot of people, including the government of this city. President Sherwood's done a great job of turning this city against anyone who'd stand up for what God says.
It's like we're outcasts in our own city.
So, how long do you think it'll take to sell the house?
The real estate agent said it should move pretty quick.
Wow. This is the only place I've ever lived. I can't believe someone else is going to be living here.
Look at it this way, Mark. We're all going to be spending eternity in heaven with God. We'd be leaving this house eventually anyway. We're just getting a little head start.
I guess you're right, Dad. Hey, I was going to call Andrea after we had dinner and our Bible reading to see if she wanted to grab a coffee. I'm sure she'll love hearing about my first day at work. Do you mind?
Of course not, honey. Go have fun.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you wanted me to stay home tonight. You know, to just be with the family.
It's okay, Mark. We'll still have a little more time in this house together. You go get your coffee. It's good that you have someone like Andrea to talk to about things.
Yeah. It's nice that God's given me someone who's gone through the same struggles. It's nice when we can learn things from people that God's already brought through those trials.
Yes, it is. It's nice that God's put so many people around us to encourage us and pray for us. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I think we need to pray for Madeline, too. I'm not sure how this thing today is going to work out. With the way things are going in this city, who knows what might happen.
I think we need to pray for all true Christians right now. There are so many things working against us. I can't remember a time in my life when it's been more important to remain faithful and obedient to God, or when there's been a better opportunity to glorify Him.
Amen.
What? How old is this kid?
Well, he was going to be in my class, so 9 or 10.
A transgender 9-year-old? How could his parents do that to their kid?
We live in a very permissive city.
I wonder how much of this is just the parents wanting a trendy child, It seems like there's nothing cooler than alternative lifestyles and inclusion. Having an LGBT kid is like having a trophy child now.
If these parents only knew what they were doing to their kids. I read that over 40% of openly transgender people attempt suicide. People that are open, that aren't being repressed, like everyone says, and they're still trying to kill themselves way more often than the rest of the population.
I feel so bad for people who kill themselves. Can you imagine that? They think their lives are so terrible that their only option is to kill themselves. They think that will take them away from their problems, and instead, they die in their sins and wind up in hell forever. If someone would just have been honest with them and told them about Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I said to my principal today. If we care about this child, how can we not warn him about his sin and tell him that Jesus can save him and change him? But they wouldn't listen.
Well, praise God that he gave you the strength to stand up for what's right. You stood up for him, and you stood up for that poor kid. It doesn't seem like anyone else wanted to, not even his parents.
It's so terrible, Mark. I haven't even been out in the real world for a year, and have already seen how so much of it is geared towards getting kids to accept sin, to be comfortable with it.
I guess that's what the devil does. He helps people wear down their conscience as quickly as possible.
This is such a godless city. If people actually believed what the Bible says and understood God's holiness and justice, there's no way they'd encourage people to sin like that, especially their own kids.
Remember that part in Romans 1, after God turns people over to a depraved mind?
Yeah, that long list of bad things that people will do.
Yeah, it's like the city is in overdrive embracing those things.
And the last verse is very scary. Remember verse 31?
Yeah. It says, "Who, knowing the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them."
Yeah. They know that people who practice those things are worthy of death. Yet they still do them themselves, and they approve of others who do them too. They love their sins more than their own lives. They'll accept eternal death just so they can have their sins.
Wow, that's so sad.
That's how trapped we are before Jesus frees us from our sins. I guess this is how people can encourage others to sin. I guess it's how parents can even encourage their kids to sin. Misery loves company.
I'm starting to wonder how bad things can get. We had an incident at the shop today.
Oh yeah. I didn't ask you how your first day went.
Not well. Someone came in and wanted a banner for some LGBT event at a school. Madeline said she couldn't work on something that violated her religious beliefs. The lady got really mad. I hope Madeline's not in trouble.
I'm not surprised the public schools would be having an event like that. Based on what happened at my school today, it looks like some of the Christian schools are heading down the same path.
It'll be hard to tell them apart before too long.
Yeah. I need to talk to Madeline. I have to let her know why I left Eastside Christian. I wonder what she's going to do with Jared when I tell her why I left.
I feel bad for her. She talks a lot about praying that God saves Jared.
Yeah, I'm afraid he seems like he's a long way away still.
Hopefully God will do something for him. That's gotta be tough, being a saved parent with an unsaved kid. I'd be terrified all the time that he'd die. I couldn't imagine my kid going to hell. But Jesus said, "Whoever loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me." Praise God, he's got a mother that loves Jesus. I hope God uses her to save him.
She says she tells him about Jesus all the time, but he doesn't like hearing it.
Man, I pray that God saves my kids when I'm a parent.
How are your parents doing? How's your mom?
Strong as ever, holding our family together. My dad put the house on the market. I got home tonight and the for sale sign was in the front yard.
Wow.
Yeah. I always pictured bringing my wife and kids over to my parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner, tossing the football around in the front yard, just like my dad did with me. Now we're going to have to find someplace else to do that.
Doesn't seem like any of the plans we had for our futures are working out.
Yeah. But maybe, maybe we're just not planning far enough ahead.
Huh?
Well, most of the time we only seem to plan for this life. But we've got our whole eternity to look forward to. It's kind of like when we were little. Remember we'd always make plans for our birthday? Where we'd want to go? What we'd want for dinner? What presents we wanted? There were lots of things to do before that, but we were really focused on those birthday plans.
Huh. Yeah. And we can plan for our eternity by being good servants of Jesus right now.
Exactly. Storing away treasures in heaven. Like you did today. You gave up your job rather than dishonor Jesus. That's amazing, Andrea.
After what I went through at that public school, all those nights crying myself to sleep because I had dishonored him, there was no way I was going to do that again. Praise him for giving me the strength.
Yeah. Can you see it? Can you see how he used those terrible situations to strengthen you? He's doing this with all of us. Even when we fail, he uses that to help us trust him more so that we don't fail the next time.
He's getting us ready for something. I can tell.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're going to get some great opportunities to serve him and honor him soon.
Yeah, real soon.
That's okay, Andrea. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.